Good evening. Not good morning. I was in the mood this morning, ready to go. And I was so into it that I didn't even notice that Brother Joe was ready. But you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing that I have the desire to be in the service of the Lord, and I do pray to ask Him to always to prepare me, to give me the words that I should say, the thoughts, and all those things that are, you know, to come from me, especially because you know, it's not easy for me, and. So I'm always putting my trust in the Lord when it comes to serve Him. And I do like to welcome all of you. It's a pretty good crowd here. And I know my family, my brother, one is in New Mexico, the other one is in Nogales, and probably they are watching through the live streaming. I thank you for that. And probably some other family members. So I'd like to welcome to each of you, and thank you for making this time to be here to hear what God has to say today. I don't have my screen up today. This month has been something for me. As you guys know, I was trying to working on my situation here, being in the United States. But that is when you put your trust in the Lord. That is when you put your faith in the Lord. You know, when those things come. I know that as I was going, walking myself to this office, I was going with confidence. I was nervous for sure, yes. And why I was nervous is because everything that they show in the media, Facebook, TikTok, and all those things, and they just fill your heart, your mind with so many things, which is probably is good information or is bad information, but it's just kind of mess you up completely. And then so a lot of people do kind of take what's the word I'm looking for? They start to do their own thing and not waiting for the real stuff, knowing if it's not true or not, and they end up doing the wrong thing after all. And there's been many cases that I have seen and read about it when people just don't want to deal with it, and they just go on their own. But myself, I feel very lucky, very blessed, because I knew that I was not by myself. I had my faith, my trust in the Lord. I was going with, let's say, with a letter of recommendation. I was recommended. There's a scripture in, I can't remember if it's Luke, when Jesus is walking in the water and the disciples there in the boat. And when he asked Peter had a desire to walk in the water, to go to him, and Jesus told him, you know, if you believe in me, just come on off the boat and start walking towards me. He just told him, come to me, you know. And for one moment, Peter, we all know that he had a little bit of faith and started walking in the water. But then he started having thoughts. I guess that's the weakness that we have in as we live in this house, like my brother says, flesh and bones. We are weak. We are weak, and sometimes that fear kind of takes over us. But I read something really cool in one of the books that I'm reading. When fear takes over you, Christ helps you to get over. So fear brings you down, but Christ help you to get over this fear. And so my sermon today is about having this fear in us, that live in us. You know, a lot of the times when something I feel in my body as the years go by and they start to accumulate, and you see it, you know it, you see yourself in the mirror, and then you experience these changes in your body, and sometimes they do bring me down. Sometimes they do bring me down, but you know, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? It's just the time that it's the time that you have to, like Brother Andy says, you know, it's when the robber touched the ground or something like that. I don't know how that goes, but that's when you put your faith, if you really have faith in Christ. It's when He lifts you up and encourage you to not be feared, to be not afraid. He is with you. And his four gospels he finds you, or we find Him and we put our trust in Him, His promise is that He always be with us. And over, it says it in the New Testament, that He is with you. In so many ways, that He puts it in so many ways to try to make us understand that we're not alone. Just like my brother Joe said this morning, you know, that house that was put together so good that he had no idea how to take it apart. Nothing you can add to it or take from it. That's what the gospel is, and that's the fullness of the gospel that we have. I might not have read the Book of Mormon cover to cover, I confess, but I do trust that everything that I have read so far, it has to do and witness what the Bible said. So we have the fullness of the gospel, and there's nothing that has been taken out of this gospel. And that is something that should bring comfort to us. That's who we are. That's what we believe. And you believe, no one can take it away from you. You know what you believe. There's a lot of stuff up there. That's the main reason why people take different ways, different paths. Even from here, you know, they start here and they end up somewhere else. What we say is what the scriptures are saying. And yes, it's gonna offend people. It's gonna offend people. It's gonna offend friends, families. And they're gonna make a choice. It's because everything is about choice. But that's not what we feeding you guys. This is the pure food. This is the pure milk that the scriptures talks about. And I believe in that, and that is what is still keeping me here. You know, you're gonna offend people, and there's gonna be actions. but there's never a plan for it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen here. It's going to happen everywhere, anywhere that you are, that you're going to start witnesses Christ. You're going to offend people. You know, we know what just happened, what the country's going through, but it was not a plan. It's just happened because somebody got offended. So the scripture says that when you become a follower of Christ, pretty much you have turned yourself into the slaughter. We are like sheep. But as long as we have Christ in our hearts, we will be just fine. Remember that this body is going to stay behind. That we're not going to take anything with us. Our souls is the most important. And that is what everything else is going to stay behind. And our souls goes back to who created us. So fear, yes, there's fear out there. Fear of being alone. With my family are gone to, when they take a cruise by themselves and I stay home, I stay late, so late awake because I don't want to close my eyes. I don't like to be alone. I have experienced that. And I pray to God that our lives, He will let us live for a long time, me and my wife, because I don't know how I'm going to handle that, whoever goes first. I'm going to read something here that I have in my notes. The emotion of fear can lead you in many different directions. There are times fear can arise suddenly with no logic or reason attached to it. Whether you fear irrational or irrational, fear is more than just an emotion. Fear is also an enemy. This enemy attacks with the goal of overpowering you, because when that happens, it can stop you and paralyze you and keep you from moving forward. We all know people, including ourselves, who were paralyzed in one way, shape, or form because they were afraid. But as we are believers, how do we deal with this issue of fear? We have been given a different mandates. God encouraged us many, many times not to be afraid or walk in fear. Yet, despite these exhortations, we have the real possibility experiencing a fear. So how do we deal with this fear? This month, my wife, I didn't say anything to her, but I can see it on her. There's something was eating her alive, and that was me. That was my appointment that I had. And all I can do it was just to kind of stay away or say not too much or just be as easy as I can that she may not, you know, because it was not her. And I totally understand it. But so what was my fear? What was her fear? Like I said, there's so many comments up there going on that you don't know if it's true or not. And probably they are. 80% they are true. But my trust is in the Lord. My trust is in the Lord. I know that the one thing that could have happened or that could happen, it would change our lives totally. For my family here and for my family down there, it would be a whole different thing, and to start all over again. That was my fear, probably, but it's more than that. The answer lies in understanding why we should not be afraid. When you understand this, it will help you to overcome any fear and allow you to walk in confidence. And my confidence is what the scripture says. That is my confidence, what God says. what you have read and heard. We believe in something that we have not seen. And that is our hope. That is our anchor, our faith, and our trust. And Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Yea, and I will help thee. Yea, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Those words resound when you go into that. It's either, especially when you're fighting with your life, with your health, those types of things comes to your mind, and they just wrap around you, and it's true. What I said, it almost paralyzes you. Nothing comforts you, nothing warms you, nothing pleases you. Leave me alone, don't talk to me. You don't want to know anything. You know, fear comes in many, many different ways. And all those ways it has to do with our life. It's either a school test, marriage, traveling, your children are sick, and all those things. Who would not like to have a nice life that you don't have to deal with any issues? That would be amazing if you don't have nothing in life that you need to worry about. But we have those things in our body. We experience those things in our body. No matter what, there's no other way, because this body that we live, if nothing could have happened from the beginning, perhaps, but since sins came through our fathers, we have to all pay with sicknesses and deaths and persecution and all those things. It all adds up. It all adds up to it. But the comfort of what's coming, what is waiting for us up there, is in the scriptures. Joshua 1:9, "Have not a command thee, be strong and good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest." John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." All those beautiful words that you read, is what encourage you to continue on. And that is what giving you strength to deal with it. And not to be dismayed, and not to let that issue take over you, because there's somebody else stronger than that that will bring you over. They will not let you go down to the pit that once you were taken out. Because that's where we were, even before we come to the Lord. We were in that pit. And that pit full of mud, which is the world. We were blind. We were sick. We were deaf. What Christ told the disciples to tell John, to let him know that the blind can see, that the lame walk, that the deaf hear. Those should apply it to our lives, even these days, those words. Because he is a God, a miracle. He is a living God, that he is still here with us. And everything that he did, even in the small time portion of years that he was here, that he did his miracles, people saw them and lived with him and walked with him and ate with him. They saw them. And those are witnesses that we read their words, their time that they lived with him. That is what it says in the first John, in the first chapters. The what we share with you is what we saw, that you may be saved. We have someone who fights for you. We have an advocate, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are living stones, and He is the cornerstone. And so, if we have this strong foundation, we are built in this rock. Why should we tremble? Why should we be afraid? And so, by reading what we have in front of us, you should not be, you should have no fear of what this word can do to you, because He already overcome it. Our focus is to Him. Look to Christ, and He will comfort you. Psalms 46:1-3, God is a refuge and a strength, and every present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear that the earth be removed, and that the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, that the waters there roar in trouble, that the mountains shake with swelling thereof. These verses, they address many of these things. We are often afraid about but they shine. These verses, they shine. It's like a light. They shine. And what do the lights do? They curse over what the darkness brings to you. So we should not be afraid. The number of one reason that you don't need to be afraid, because God's presence is always with you, is always with us. One thing we can say for sure is that God knows everything of us. He knows what we have, and He knows our weakness. Problems will come in life. Problems that are all over us. And by coming in to hear what the preacher has to say on Sundays, it filled us with love and peace. As somebody said it, we are like batteries. We come and recharge for whatever the world has for us through work days. This month, it was hard for all of us and my family, as the day was getting close for me to go to the interview. And as it was getting closer, it was worse. We were trying to act and to make it look like there was no problem, but we were all feeling it, my daughters and my wife. And now it's been a week that was over, and I know that I can see the relief on each of them. And I know that in any of us who is dealing with something in our lives, if we put our trust in the Lord, He will make you feel the same way. What is Matthew 28:11, I believe it says, which is one of my favorite verses, he said they come to Him, those who are tired and weary, and He will give you rest. And those are awesome verses that I keep it in my heart. And my work, many people, they call themselves, or they make the sound themselves like they're really good Christians, but their vocabulary that they use as I speak to them, I don't need it. I don't understand it. That's a vocabulary that not any other Christians should be speak of it or speak in that way. Your fruits will show who you are. your fruits will show who you are. And as long as we are able to read, as long as we are able to get together, hopefully for a long time, a lot of changes are coming our way, and I can see it. But as long as we are able to do this, we should do it with all our heart and minds and enjoy it. In John 6:19 to 20. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 and 3 furlongs, this is about Christ walking on the sea. They saw Jesus walking in the sea and drawing nigh into the ship, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Be not afraid." And I underline that last verse, words right there. It is I. Be not afraid. That's all we have to do, just to trust in our Lord, and knowing that when he went down to the sepulchre for 3 days, people thought that that was it, and because not even these days or in those days, even the he showed Lazarus that he was come back to life. The son of the widow, that was her only son, that he brought to life, they still was not believing him. How many times he mentioned that he will be put to death, but on the third day he will come back to life. But nobody believed that. Nobody believed that. We serve a living God. It is I. Be not afraid. With those words, I can continue on, and I can put myself, I trust myself in him. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He died for me in the cross. He spilled his blood for me, and I am clean because of him. This morning, I made a comment that we're not perfect, and I feel and I consider myself not perfect. I messed up many times. I do mess up many times. But just like my brother say, get up, shake up, and continue on, and trust in the Lord. Psalms 103:13-14, like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him, for he knows our frame, and he remember who we are, that we are dust. He made us. He knows every single part of us. He knows our needs. He knows our fears. He knows what we're going through. He knows our thoughts. He knows what's in your heart. He made us. How can I trust in him? The truth is that we are going to face issues, problems in this life. But he told us that in this world we had trouble. But in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world already. And that is when he made it off the cross. He's not longer in that cross. He overcome the world. When he was hanging in that cross, Satan thought he won. But Christ, he become as victorious. And so that is what is pushing us. That's what we see. That if he came back from being dead to life, that's us. We will have our glorious body, you know. We will come back to life and be in his kingdom. Those are the things that we believe that the world don't believe. They think that we are hallucinating. We are not. Like I said one time, if it's true, I hope I'm in the right path. If I'm wrong, it still changed my life. It still changed the way I live. It still changed the way I talk, the way I speak. And I just don't serve sin anymore. I don't. I try. And I'm not going to. What Paul says, you know, a lot of times our flesh is weak. I do the things that I don't want to do. And that is so true. But as a follower of Christ, you should remember who you serve, who you live for God. And so that should give you the courage to get up, shake up, and continue on. Keep going. Keep going. Numbers 13 and 14, this is when Moses sent the spies to spy the land promised, Canaan, I believe. And so they went, the 12 spies, they went, and they come back with the report. Come back with the report. The report was that land was flow with milk and honey. It was so productive. It says that they cut off some type of grape branch, and it was so big that two of them had to carry it. So it was really productive, really blessed land, the land that God has promised to them, but they had to fight for it. So my comment on this, what was the sin that they commit? The sin was not that the people were afraid or fear to go and take the land, but the sin was their bad report. That was the sin, the bad report. It was almost like a lie. Why would you be afraid when I say go take the land and told them that he will be with them? If he told them that he will be with them, it's yours, take it, they sure, but they didn't. And so God got mad at them because that bad report, it was like a gangrene that is spread out to the many people. They did not believe, they were afraid, and to go fight for the land that God has promised to them. And so what happened? For those 40 days that those spies were spying the land, he said 40 years, you guys will be wandering in the desert. And the family of those that did not believe, their carcass will fall in that desert. So, bad report is up there. Facebook, TikTok, and all those things, they spread bad report and poison our hearts and minds because it poisoned mine. And I was so afraid to go to that appointment. We don't know. We're not in control. I'm not in control. What's going to happen is going to happen. You know, we speak a little bit this morning about God puts whoever he wants for leader, for good or for worse. But God does that. That he will put whoever he wants, he will call whoever he wants to do his work. And bad report, it's what it confused, and it continue confusing people even these days. And that's why people don't stick around, because they don't hear the truth, they don't want to hear the truth, or they don't want to understand the truth. Always, light sounds better than the truth, isn't it? Somehow, light always comes more handle than the truth. Because a lot of times you don't want to offend whatever person in front of you. You know, your coworker, if you are a manager, you don't want to, but it's kind of hard to count the time to face that you have to speak to this particular person about something that you know that is not healthy at work. And you just have to face it and take care of it. The truth is always a hard thing. In Psalms 56, 3-4, what time am I afraid? I will trust in thee. In God will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust, and I will not fear what the flesh can do unto me. You know, David is telling us here the troubles will be up there, but my trust will be in God. He is telling us not to be afraid of those things. He was persecuted by Saul, and even that he, you know, we all read that he did his own things, like we have done in our lives. But it comes to times that you grew up to those things, and you just had to make things right. The time is short, and it's now the way years go, it goes fast, and so my brother Joe read the scripture this morning. Seek him. While you find time, while it's time, while you can, seek Christ before it's too late. The key word right here in my comments here is we have to put our trust in the Lord, our faith in the Lord, no matter what. And 2 Nephi, I'm going to read my last scripture here. 2 Nephi 3:51-61. And it says, the prayers of Nephi, O Lord, would thou redeem my soul? Would thou deliver me out of the hands of my enemies? Would thou make me that I may shake at the appearance of sin? May the gates of hell be shut continually before me, because that my heart is broken and my spirit is contrite. O Lord, would thou not shut the gates of the righteousness before me, that I may walk in the path of the low valley, that I may be strict in the plain road? O Lord, would thou encircle me around in the robe of thy righteousness? O Lord, would thou make me a way for my escape before my enemies? Would thou make my path straight before me? Would thou not place a stumbling block on my way, but that thou wilt clear my way before me? And age not upon my way, but the way of my enemies. O Lord, I have trust in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. Trust in the Lord. It's over. It's my prayers for you today, this evening. Trust and have faith in him, no matter what we're going through, because he will show us the way out. Thank you, guys.